Questions 39 through 44 refer to the following lecture about mail.
In most airports, mail and other freight, except the passenger's baggage, is handled as cargo. In recent years, the number of tons of cargo processed by major airports has been growing twice as fast as the number of passengers. In small airports that have no separate cargo facilities, cargo is carried together with the passenger baggage. On the other hand, in large airports, cargo is directed to separate terminals that exclusively process cargo. After cargo is delivered to the airport, it is grouped by destination and, occasionally, by carrier company. Large postal outlets and airports sort mail to be delivered by various flights, depending on their scheduled departures and arrival times. Commercial cargo includes a wide range of articles, such as electronic goods, processed food items, machine parts, and even agricultural equipment. Airline economists claim that because transporting goods doesn't require serving meals and drinks and employing stewards, companies make greater gains by carrying cargo than by carrying passengers.
Question number 39. What is the main idea of this talk? Question number 40. What does the term cargo refer to? Question number 41. How is cargo processed at major airports? Question number 42. How is cargo carried from small airports? Question number 43. Where is mail sorted? Question number 44. What does commercial cargo include? Questions 45 through 50 refer to the following lecture about apples.
Among the thousands of varieties of apples, only a few account for most of the apples grown for commercial purposes and by individual gardeners. Three varieties, Delicious, Golden Delicious, and Macintosh, make up more than 60% of all apples sold. The apple varieties differ in the color of the peel, texture, size, and taste. The peel may be green, yellow, or red, and the flesh is usually white, cream, or yellow. The texture is classified as soft or firm, and the taste as tart or sweet. Sweet apples are eaten fresh, and the tart varieties are made into applesauce, cider, and vinegar. Apples are standard fare in most lunches that people either bag or buy. Apple juice factories and cider mills account for about 30% of the total consumption of processed apples, with the pulp being converted into cattle fodder. Crab apples belong to the wild varieties. Because apple trees of all kinds require a cool climate to grow, they don't do well in warmer areas. The trees are usually dormant during the winter and enjoy prolonged periods of cold weather. To produce a good crop, apple orchards also need high quantities of water during the winter when their root systems continue to extend. Although in Eurasia the fruit has been cultivated for thousands of years, it may not be common on other continents. Historically, the trees were scarce in Africa and Australia, where rains are limited to certain seasons that do not last longer than a couple of months. In these regions, as well as in South America, people first looked at apples as an exotic fruit, even though they had been known for centuries.
Question number 45. How many varieties of apples are grown for commercial purpose? Question number 46. What are possible colors for apple peels? Question number 47. How is the taste of apples classified? Question number 48. How are apples with high sugar content mostly used? Question number 49. According to the speaker, what do apple trees require to produce a good crop? Question number 50. In what regions were apple trees first cultivated?